It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Summit Carbon Solutions plan to build a hazardous liquid pipeline through 29 counties, including several in North and Northeast Iowa, has been given the green light by the Iowa Utilities Board. Sections of Summit's approved 688-mile route would go through Floyd, Chickasaw, Cerro Gordo, Hancock, Kossuth, Wright, Grundy, Hardin, and Franklin counties. Partner ethanol plants on the company's initial mainline route include Homeland Energy Solutions near Lawler and Golden Grain Energy near Mason City. House District 58 State Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City, also an attorney, is leading a group of legislators looking to challenge the IUB's decision.
Stay tuned. A group of us are meeting very soon on plotting our next steps on how we're going to approach this. There are a lot of different options. I'm sure there will be a lot of lawsuits filed over this.
In a Facebook post, District 29 State Senator Sandy Salmon of Waverly said, "Today is a dark day for every farm owner and every homeowner in Iowa, as well as for our Constitution and potentially for the Iowa way of life. I could not be more disappointed that the Iowa Utilities Board, despite overwhelming compelling evidence to the contrary, approved the use of eminent domain authority for Summit Carbon, a private company, to build a private pipeline for their own profit with your federal tax money. The overwhelming majority of Iowans oppose this political boondoggle." The IUB's approval of Summit's main line comes with a caveat. Summit must also secure permits from North Dakota and South Dakota and approval from Nebraska and Minnesota before construction can begin. Summit will also need to apply for additional ethanol plants that were previously associated with the Navigator CO2 Ventures that the company also looks to incorporate into the pipeline, including Valero Renewables near Charles City, Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar, and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock. Food and Water Watch Policy Director Jim Walsh said, "Summit's massive carbon pipeline scam is nothing but a gift to Big Ag, poses substantial risk to public safety, and will do little to nothing to reduce climate pollution." Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Executive Director Monte Shaw said, "We applaud the IUB for the thorough and fair process it took to reach this decision. We must not forget the overwhelming majority of impacted landowners support this project." Summit's approval comes after the boards of supervisors in Floyd and Mitchell counties recently submitted resolutions to the IUB against the use of eminent domain to secure land from property owners opposed to the pipeline, the biggest concern for landowners in the pipeline's path. The Cedar River reached its peak flood level in Charles City at 21.57 feet Monday morning. For the record, City Administrator Steve Deers notes that the official gauge of the river's rising waters is monitored and measured along South Grand Avenue just east of McDonald's.
There's a USGS water gauge right across the street from there. You can see it. And so it has a visual gauge. So if you can get close, you can actually go out and see. I'm not recommending people do that, I guess. But that's where we get our information through the National Weather Service, and they post it. And so that's the official resource we go off of.
The flood warning for Charles City has expired as the river dropped below flood stage of 12 feet last night, but its descent isn't going to end there, with the National Weather Service in La Crosse predicting it could go down to about 4.5 feet by this Monday morning. As of 6:30 this morning, the river measured at 9.56 feet. While the water levels continue to drop and post-flood cleanup is underway, Deers reminds residents the river water was full of debris.
That water is not sanitary. You know, there's anything and everything floating in that water.
Floyd County Emergency Management Director Jason Webster advises keeping a record of flood damages for insurance purposes.
Make sure that you document that with photographs before you do any cleanup or repair work.
Webster is also asking property owners affected by the flood to report any damages you may have sustained. This information will help in establishing any disaster declarations that might be issued. A link to self-report those damages is available on the Floyd County, Iowa Emergency Management Agency Facebook page. As of 10 o'clock yesterday morning, all streets and roads in Charles City that were closed by flooding had been reopened. However, the Main Street Bridge remains closed until the city can have the 110-plus-year structure inspected for any possible damages caused by the bombardment of debris from the river with the flooding. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has a variety of information and resources available to assist residents deal with the aftermath of flooding and other disasters. Floyd County ISU Extension Program Director Leslie Milia says they offer expert advice on avoiding scams, managing stress, and other recovery issues online at extension.iastate.edu/news.
The website has lots of different links and resources to help you salvage some of your property if that's something that needs to be, or even how to prevent the growth of mold on some of the damaged property that you may be seeing after those waters recede.
Milia says they can also print out that information for you at their office in downtown Charles City. You can also call the ISU Extension answer line for additional help.
If you have specific questions, if your power is out, your gas is out, or things like that, you can call our answer line to ask them what to do about food spoilage or specific cases that you have with cleaning that you're unsure of.
Melius notes that the answer line is available year-round for any questions you might have, and that anyone can access the ISU Extension and outreach resources they offer. For more details, contact the Floyd County Office of ISU Extension at 641-228-1453. Now, just over a week away, the 4th of July parade route in Charles City is being tweaked again. The path of the parade has been in flux with the ongoing Main Street rehabilitation construction and is causing the latest change as well. Chamber of Commerce Director Mark Wick says the 2024 Independence Day parade route has been readjusted at the request of the engineers of the Main Street Rehab Project, Veenstra and Kim. Parade entries will still be staged on Ferguson Street and at the Charles City Community Center parking lot. The parade itself will then go west on Ferguson, turn south onto Main Street, then west onto Clark Street, north onto North Jackson Street, and east onto Riching Street before ending at North Grand Avenue. Earlier this month, City Councilman Delane Friesman reminded citizens that the parade alterations are part of the growing pains that come with the Main Street rehab.
I guess the important thing everybody needs to remember, it's a one-year deal, and we're trying to do this because of the construction.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So if everybody takes a deep breath and relaxes a little bit, we should all make it through it.
The latest adjustments come with a parade 1 week from tomorrow. Wick says it's not too late to register for the parade by contacting the chamber. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.